views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hi, everyone. This is Audrey Michelle, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we chat with inspiring women to empower you to heal yourself, love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. Today's show is all about exploring separation from yourself and how that can cause pain and dis-ease. And then on the flip side, how rejoining with yourself and your community is healing. So I have to say one thing before we get started with today's show. Total reminder from last week. If you remember, Denise Onofre was our guest last week, and her book, Your Relationship with You, is available on Amazon today. So you definitely want to go there, get yourself a copy, and support Denise. That was a fun show last week. So back to separation and joining. So my guest today is the beautiful Lois Shannon, who runs the Woman's Network. So she has dedicated her time and work to helping women come back to themselves, come back to their true self, to be vulnerable, and to lean on community for healing. So I have to tell you, Lois and I met in New York City at Emerging Women, and I remember being taken by her expansive energy and presence. She's so confident and just a welcoming being, and I was excited to learn that she was moving to Boulder, so she's definitely in my neck of the woods, so I get to see her often, which is always so fun. And we were able to participate in each other's work. So definitely when I started this show, I was like, you know what, Lois is definitely somebody I have to bring on. So I am thrilled that the day has come. And I get to have the founder of the Woman's Network, Miss Lois, collaborate and be here and share her voice with us. So Lois, thank you and welcome to Rewired Life Radio.
Thank you, Audrey. I know it has been such a fun journey to connect with you. We're going to be talking about connection, and the connection with you and already some of the collaboration we've done has been really fun. And I'm so excited to be having the conversation today.
Yeah, thank you. So I know you and I, like I said, we've connected on many levels, but for the purpose of today's show, both of our stories have this overarching theme of slowly becoming disconnected and separate from ourself. And I know we both have found the more we share our stories and have found the courage to be authentic in our true self, more and more women show up in our life with similar stories of separation. And I find that so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's been one of the things that's been hard for us as women, is that if we're not really sharing what's going on with us, then I know for me, I had this feeling there was something wrong with me. You know, I felt very isolated, and I thought, okay, everybody else seems to have it together. This must be my problem.
Yeah, right. So tell us. Yeah, total epidemic. Talk to us about how your separation from self happened.
I'm actually kind of a believer that we are, you know, we're souls here in these physical bodies having this experience. And so I think we come into the world pretty complete and whole, and probably still with a connection to our divine self. And then we get conditioned, and the ego comes in, and we get pulled outside of ourselves. So I think it happened from my childhood that from a very young age, separation was actually a survival strategy for me, that it was easier to leave my body than to feel the emotions that were somehow overwhelmed. You know, as a child, we're not really able to process all the stuff that's happening. Uh-huh. And my mother was an amazing woman. At the same time, she had her own childhood trauma that she hadn't really dealt with. And so she was a bit erratic. And so one minute everything was fine, and the next minute it was, you know, all hell had broken loose. And I think the way I dealt with that was to disconnect. Uh-huh. You know, just to not really, because I think the way we deal with, one way to cope with trauma, and that was what I did, is just to disconnect, to separate from it, to not really be there.
Yeah. I think that's a, you know, that's totally my story too, is to just be like, okay, I have that thing over there and I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to go over here and live my life the way that I want to. And, you know, maybe it'll just go away, which did not happen, right? The teeter-totter flipped and was like, nope, universe is like, you get to deal with this. So.
And I think it's true that it's actually, it's overwhelming for our system. I mean, that's kind of the definition of trauma. There's something that's too much for us to be able to process. And so the easiest way to deal with that is to say, okay, well, I'll just go somewhere else. I'll disconnect.
Yeah. And I think something you said too was abandoning yourself because you didn't feel safe, right? And and I think that can show up in so many different ways, right? Like literal trauma, like some really bad thing happening, or just, you know, being told in some way that the way that you are isn't going to work. I think the example I used last week was a client that was told she was too loud as a child and to just be quiet. Right. And so then it was not safe to be her true self, to be talkative. Right. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but it really is.
Yeah, I can certainly relate to that. I was definitely told that I was too loud and that I talked too much, and there were all kinds of things that were, quote, wrong with me. I think I abandoned myself in some ways because I didn't, and this took me until, you know, I don't know, 5 years ago or something, to understand that I really did not feel safe as being a woman. Mm-hmm. And I think that was from my own personal situation, and I think that was also systemic in our culture that we live in a patriarchy. It's kind of more, safer and easily defined how we are supposed to behave within that structure. And so I didn't really have a role model for what it meant to really be a woman, like a true woman. In other words, like honoring my body and honoring my cycles and my sexuality and my sensuality and all these things that I've come to learn are really a lot of my strength. I saw them as a problem. And I think that partially stemmed from the fact that there's some incest in my mother's line. And so anything to do with that was hand, because we now know through lots of different things, epigenetics and others, that things get handed down through the line, the lineage. Uh-huh. That pleasure and my body and sexuality and all of the things that actually kind of made me a woman were actually dangerous. They weren't really safe. And so I think I intrinsically, I mean, this was not, I wasn't aware of this, as I said, until rather recently, but I think I intrinsically thought, okay, I'm just going to put on my trousers and I'm going to go out there and be a man in the business world and perform. I think there was a lot of that too in my upbringing. My parents were both intellectuals and it was a lot about the head. No one ever talked about our bodies mm-hmm. and feeling things. And I also was from a family of all girls. I'm the middle of five girls.
Wow. So I
thought that we would have had some feminine energy and all of that. But ironically, we all kind of wanted to be men. Hmm. And I think we all wanted to be the son that my dad never had. He was a pretty amazing person. And so I identified a lot more with my father than with my mother. Uh-huh. And so I didn't have a role model. I didn't have anyone showing me, like, what does it really mean to be a strong, empowered, embodied woman?
Right. So we were talking about this, and you gave me a great example from the lovely Glennon Doyle Melton. She has this idea of, you know, when we make it unsafe to be ourselves, then we essentially send out our representative into life. And I think we both connected with this idea of, like, you know, when we were in this place of disconnection, you'd have your true self, but then this other being that you sent out into the world.
I know. I had never heard someone express it so fantastically as she did. because I love that concept. So that's from her book, Love Warrior, which if people haven't read it, it's an amazing book. You can read it in one sitting.
Yeah, she's a great storyteller.
She's such a great storyteller. And she said, basically, there was a version of herself that she felt was acceptable to others. And then, so the real her, you know, she couldn't put out there. So she would just send out her representative, and she talks about it all. She's like, so I would send my representative. And I thought, wow, I think that I spent most of my life sending out my representative.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the disconnection is, I mean, that my disconnection from self kept getting stronger because I was sending out my representative until I no longer knew who I really was. You know, I became that version of myself that I thought was what other people wanted to see.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any idea who I was.
Yeah. Oh, that's my story to a T. I mean, I think so many of us can identify with this. You know, I used to pride myself on being like, no, I'm fine. Even though if you would have really sat me down and be like, Audrey, what's your pain level today? I would have been like, like 8. I'm probably on some solid pain meds today, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't you think that's part, I mean, again, I think for me, that was part of my conditioning was that I was told people don't want to hear about your pain. People don't want to hear about what's really going on with you. You know, put on a good face and just show up in the world.
Yeah. And so what I ended up losing is that most people in my life had no idea that I was in incredible pain, but it meant a lot to me that you would have no idea. And that was my pride. Like, you have no idea what I'm going through. And I really connected with that. But what I lost was true connection with people. And so I want to talk more about this. We have to take a break quick, but this idea of being able to let go of all of this in order to heal and to be able to authentically connect with people. Yeah. So like I said, we're going to take a break and we are going to continue with my guest, Lois Shannon. We're going to discuss how separation leads to anxiety and how rejoining with yourself is healing. So again, I'm Audrey Michelle and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to learn more about my work, you can go to audreymichelle.com. And again, when we come back, we are going to continue chatting with Lois Shannon of the Woman's Network. Stay tuned.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, and we are back on Rewired Life Radio with today's guest, Lois Shannon, who is talking with us about separation from self and how rejoining with your true self is the path to healing. So before we continue, Lois, I want to make sure everyone knows how to learn more about your work with the Women's Network. So what is the best way for our listeners to find out more?
Sure. If you go to the website, and I'm going to spell it because it's possessive. So it's the woman's with an A, W-O-M-A-N-S network.com. So the woman's network.com. And from the website, you can also click through to the Facebook page and other things. But the main way to reach us is through the website.
Awesome. And yes, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but the Woman's Network has a great classes and all kinds of resources, which is really great. And so when I was talking with Sahar, who I also met at Emerging Women, and so, you know, it's definitely part of our network. She has her class, Find Your Voice With You. And so we talked about that a couple weeks ago. But I just love everything the Women's Network stands for. So I definitely encourage all the listeners to check that out.
Well, and it is a place for women to share their stories and find their voice. So we always are very welcoming of new voices. And if people want to share their stories, there's lots of blogs they'll see. So anyone that's listening, please send us your stories to share on the website too.
Yeah, I know. I need to do that. Yeah, you keep being like, Aubrey, seriously.
Exactly.
So yes, so I need to do that for you. But okay, so continuing our discussion about separation from self, I did want to finish up from last segment. We were talking about sending out your representatives. So how do you think this pattern started for you?
I don't know if I know exactly how it started. I definitely have had a fair amount of shame about myself. And I think it really started from wanting to be good enough and to fit in. Mm-hmm. And I felt that there were parts of me that if other people knew about them, that I would not be accepted, you know, that I would not be okay. So I had to hide them.
Yeah.
And of course, as you were saying at the end, that level of hiding and protecting actually creates a separation.
Yeah.
Because I was afraid for people to fully see me. And I think I didn't really want to see myself. You know, I was, as I said, there was so much shame that was creating that issue for me. And I think to really connect with others, we have to be able to first connect with ourselves and know ourselves. And for me, that was through things like Kundalini yoga, which that was the first time that I actually closed my eyes and was with myself, and mindfulness when I started meditating. You know, those were the times where I was like, oh, this is what it means to actually connect with myself.
Yeah.
And the more that I got to know myself, the more that I was okay for other people to see me.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a both and, right? Getting to know yourself and allowing others to do it at the same time. And you said something that I want to touch on. Well, first you said shame. So of course we go to Brené Brown. But she talks about how if we feel like we don't belong, we actually feel like we're going to die.
Yeah. And I think Renee talks about that deep need for connection in her, I think it's maybe even her first TED Talk. And I would just say, if people aren't familiar with Dr. Brené Brown, she has some of the most widely watched TED Talks ever, like 22 million views or something. And I think she talks about it in the first TED Talk. She has a couple. But also Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I mean, just after food and shelter is our need for connection to belong. So it is a deep need that we have as human beings. And I think one of the beautiful things is that I actually said my pattern of pretending or sending out the representative was because I wanted to fit in. Brené really distinguishes between trying to fit in and true belonging. Because fitting in is when we like shapeshift and people please and, you know, do all kinds of weird things to try and be accepted and belong. But really, true belonging is when we're fully seen and accepted as we are.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing, too.
Yeah.
For me, it was like shedding this person of like, you know, I'm fine and I don't want you to know what's actually going on with me. It actually allowed me to witness the people who loved me, like loving me. And it was really great. Like, it was the one thing I was scared of, right? That they're not going to, that I'm going to be unlovable if I actually like let people in and know. But I actually got to witness people love me more. And then all of a sudden it's like real, right? And it, like, I thought it was real before, but then you like really let people see authentically you and you get this experience of just like allowing them to love the true you. And it's so beautiful, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it allows you to actually be you and see you. Fully.
Yeah. And like relaxed in a way that I didn't understand before.
Well, and the irony is that when we're doing all of that pretending and trying to fit in and shape-shifting, then often we don't actually belong because people can feel that. They're like, okay, I'm not really sure who she is, but so we actually don't get what we are striving to get when we're trying so hard.
Yeah. And so I know this connection is so important for you and so a part of your healing. I wanted to talk about how together, like what does together mean to you?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I've seen some people actually write that word as, you know, the separate pieces. So to get her is together. And for me, it really is about creating that kind of deep connection and allowing myself to be vulnerable and to fully be seen. Because if we really each show up fully and join forces, I think we are so much stronger together. But physically just being together without authenticity and connection doesn't feel anywhere near as powerful to me.
Uh-uh.
And I think some people mistake that. They're like, but we're in this together. I'm like, well, no, like we're physically, we might be saying that we're doing it together, but I don't feel your authenticity or whatever. So for me, together is really about that deep connection and joining and really moving beyond separation, which is a lot of comparison and competition. I think that was another thing that I really suffered from is I compared myself all the time to other people instead of really just saying, I am who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing too, I'm still in Brené. I love her. You and I talked about was boundaries. And so how can we set up boundaries that allow us to act in alignment with our true selves? And you know what I mean? It's another one of those, like, does it make sense to have boundaries? Does that create connection? But it actually does.
Yeah. I love that because it seems so counterintuitive. And I think that is actually the brilliance of Brené Brown, that she has come up with these things that, that we would think the opposite is true. And she says that daring to set boundaries, I mean, the reason that the boundaries actually are part of the connection is that daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to actually love ourselves enough that we're willing to risk disappointing others. Because my conditioning was definitely make sure that you please other people because that's how you're going to connect. But I lose myself in that, right? Like you do that enough and then you're sitting there going, okay, well, why do I not matter? Why are there so much more important than mine, right?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like resentment, right? All of a sudden you're resenting the other person for wanting these things from you that you did say yes to.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's a very confusing thing. So
yeah.
Setting boundaries, it's like you're saying yes when you say yes, right?
Yeah.
It actually means yes in the most loving way.
Well, she also said, this is actually a quote from her, I think. She says, we can't base our own worthiness on others' approval. It's only when we believe deep down that we are enough that we can actually say, okay, enough. I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And she also says that the most, she said in all of her research, whatever, 13, 15 years of research, the most compassionate people are the people with boundaries. Because the heart of compassion is really about acceptance, and we have to accept ourselves and the others to be compassionate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think, again, going back to like saying yes, when you're truly connected and you've set the boundary and your yes to somebody's request is within that boundary, it comes across as a win-win for everybody, and it eliminates that resentment. And
right.
And so that's where the connection comes in, is like your yes is a true yes, and we're truly connected around that.
Right.
So I wanted to quickly start to mention your nurture circles and how you have created this beautiful space for these groups where women can come and truly be seen and connect.
Yeah, well, I think, should we talk about that after the break?
Yeah, I just wanted to start planting that seed that you have this beautiful thing of nurture circles that really was created out of making a safe space, right?
It was. Well, it was created out of my own need for connection. Mm-hmm. and what I perceived as a little bit of an epidemic, as I said, of kind of feeling alone and feeling separated as women, that I really wanted to create a safe space for us to practice this muscle of authenticity and really showing up fully.
Well, and you did just that, because it is a beautiful space. Because so what I love is, like, last week we talked about creating this relationship with you, right? And then this week I get to talk to Lois, you, about how community is helping women support that new relationship with themselves and helping them feel safe and seen and held.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so incredible and vital to the healing experience. So yes, like you said, we totally need to take a break. And we're going to talk more about your nurture circles when we come back. So I'm Audrey Michelle, and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Again, if you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about not only my book and coaching, free content, but you can learn more about upcoming topics on Rewired Life Radio. So again, when we come back with Lois, we're going to be talking about how healing is a community effort.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. goddess, light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back here on Rewired Life Radio, where we learned to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today my guest is the beautiful Lois Shannon of the Women's Network, and she's here talking with us about healing by rejoining to our true self, and then how we can use community to do just that. So again, I want to remind you that you can learn more about Lois and her work by going to thewomansnetwork.com, and that's woman with an A, the Women's Network. So we've been talking about how separation from yourself creates anxiety and dis-ease, and then how to begin to reconnect with your true self. And one of the things Lois is very passionate about is having a strong community of women around you to be present with you, to simply hold you during the difficult work of reconnecting. And again, this is where her nurture circles are so powerful. And so for this segment, we wanted to focus our discussion on how healing takes a strong community, and then how healing you creates this ripple effect in healing the community as a whole. So Lois, we talked about how this everything is fine conditioning. How does that hurt us as a collective whole?
Well, I think it really hurts us in the sense that we're not really telling each other what's going on. And so we give away our own power. And what I find, especially on these nurture calls, is that, you know, one woman's experience or struggle can be another woman's wisdom, right? I mean, we're giving each other these amazing gifts by sharing the path that we've walked and what we've learned. And also what I find is that a lot of what we think we're experiencing as an individual is often very collective. You know, it's systemic. And so it's been interesting when we do these calls, sometimes there'll be a complete theme where everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing that right now in different ways. But there's this kind of magic that comes together that happens. And so I think we were talking about creating a safe space to be able to kind of practice this way of showing up for each other. It really helps with us feeling not so alone, not so isolated in transcending some of these patterns, because I also think we're in a period of a lot of transformation, you know, where we're moving away from some of the conditioning that we've had into something new, but we don't really know what that looks like. And so being able to hold hands with other people and say, okay, I'm stepping into the unknown, you know, it feels good that there's somebody here with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, just having women to practice with, right? I mean, I run my own women's group, and it's just so lovely to be able to sit there and just be like, I am struggling. Today is not my day. And to just have somebody be present with you and just hear you and to feel like it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And exactly. To have somebody on the other side that's just going to be okay with you not being okay. And everybody's just like, yeah, I've been there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about normalizing it and feeling like it is okay. Because we have a tendency to kind of say to ourselves, it's not okay. Like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to feel this. And having that external person say, actually, it's just something that you're passing through or whatever. And other people have been there. So you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. You're like, oh, okay, this will change just like everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the other reason that so yes, these nurture circles are absolutely a place to practice. And we really do hold space for one another. And what I mean by that is there's no advice giving because I think a lot of times in our culture, and Brené talks about this too, that if someone is experiencing something that's difficult, we will often want to change it or fix it because we're uncomfortable. And so I think it's actually Pema Chodron who says the real definition of compassion is being able to sit together in the dark. You know, that I'm not afraid of my own darkness. I can be with yours. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that we do need to actually practice, is holding space for one another and hearing what someone is experiencing without needing to change it or do anything with it, but allowing them the space to find their own way on their own. It is a place where I think there's something about reclaiming ourselves as women so we talked about I talked about abandoning myself and abandoning parts of myself. And there is something about these nurture circles that when we come together and share these parts that we felt were unacceptable. So the grief or the sadness, you know, I get women on there that are crying and they're like, I'm so sorry, I'm crying. And I think that's another thing we were conditioned with, that somehow it was not okay to have tears or sadness. And we always say, oh my gosh, everything is welcome here. Mm-hmm. So being able to be in that environment where all of you is welcome and is not being judged. And we start every circle with some mindfulness and meditation. So we're all really present together. And what a huge gift. I mean, Audrey, the biggest gift we can ever give each other is our true presence. It is an act of love, right? To show up and say, I'm just going to be here for you. Like, I'm just here to listen. And I'm also here to share my own stuff. But I've had many women who say, this has been the most amazing giving and receiving. And I think another thing some of us struggle with as women is receiving. We're really good at giving. I was always really good at giving, but not so good at receiving. So it's a place to practice giving and receiving, to practice the muscle of authenticity and showing up, and to really be present for each other, which is such a huge gift.
Yeah. So I want you to give us a tip on how to be fully present with someone. For somebody who's like just kind of hearing this verbiage for the first time, how do you even do that?
Well, as I said, it really is about listening, you know, really just being there for the other person without your own agenda and your own ego coming into it, and not needing it to be any different. Because what I say is, when you're listening to the other women who are sharing, really be aware of what's happening in your own body. Like, what does that bring up for you? How does that make you feel? Everything that we share is about our own personal experience, not what the other person is experiencing. And that, again, is not something that we've really been trained in very much. We didn't talk about it, but we also have an app called Erin, and it just, you can set it to chime at different times during the day. And again, the whole point is just to, when it chimes, you check in with yourself. It's a way of getting to know yourself. Like, what am I feeling right now? What's coming up for me? And so I think to really be present for someone is to listen and to be there without needing to change things or fix them. And I really love Pema Chodron's definition of compassion, that I actually think that's hard to do if we're not fairly in touch with ourselves, because she says when we know our own darkness well enough, then we're okay being with somebody else's. But a lot of times what happens is when we're listening to somebody's pain, it triggers our own pain.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're like, oh, okay, this is uncomfortable. So I need to change what they're experiencing. I need to make it better. I need to give some advice. And it's really about us wanting to move away from our own discomfort. Uh-huh. So I guess being fully present is being there without any agenda and listening and
showing up with empathy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just like really trying to listen to how it is for them, right? Without putting our own spin on it.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, like witnessing for ourselves, right? Like, ooh, this is triggering something, but without, you know, projecting stuff onto them, just truly listening with empathy and being present. I love that. Right. So, these nurture circles, like we keep saying, are so beautiful. So, how can listeners learn more and then join a nurture circle?
So, if they go to the website, it's actually under, if they go to any of the blogs or if you navigate through the website, in the sidebar, there's things about joining the Nurture Circle. But on the homepage, it's not in a very easy to find place, under Connect. So there's a drop down for Connect is the Nurture Circle. So if they just go to the homepage and look for Connect.
Awesome. So again, we need to take a break, but definitely check out Lois's Nurture Circles. They are, you know, I mean, just listen to her. She has this beautiful voice that you just want to like open up and like be with this woman. I mean, I sure do. So, anyway, so check that out. And then we're going to take a break. This is Audrey Michelle and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio. Again, if you've missed any episodes, you can go to rewiredliferadio.com. Okay. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi there, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and of course, we have the lovely Lois Shannon here talking with us about how healing is reconnecting with your true self and your community. So before we went to break, Lois and I were chatting about how showing up authentically in your community is not only healing for you, it's healing for the community as a whole. And so I wanted to wrap up our hour together by discussing how Lois shows up authentically in her community, what she does for herself to be able to show up with authenticity. And so per usual, I like to spend the fourth segment of the show asking my guests the same question because I think it's so very important and obviously goes along very well with authenticity. So Lois, tell us, how do you show up in your life with intention?
Yeah, I guess I would say that probably the key intention I have for my life right now is this topic of kind of creating meaningful and deep connections with people in my life. That's the kind of priority for me. And it definitely wasn't always that way. But I think I went through a period when I was still living in France where I got so disconnected from myself and the world that I really knew something had to change. And so it became a very conscious intention that I had that I couldn't keep living with my representative out there. I really needed to show up more fully and connect more deeply so I could live my own life.
You had to fire the representative.
I'm living everybody else's life. What about mine?
Yes. And then, so you mentioned earlier, the Women's Network has an app called Erin, and it helps with mindfulness throughout the day. So tell us more about that.
Yeah. Well, I would say that is part of my, mindfulness is a huge part of my kind of intention setting, I guess, is to really check in with myself. And that's really what Erin was designed to do, was to give women an opportunity to, because you choose how many times per day you want the little alarm to go off. And I have to say that I'll be in the middle of something and I'll hear the little dong and you can choose the different rings that you want. And I have to just back up and say, I got this idea from being at Plum Village with Thich Nhat Hanh. If people don't know who he is, he's a Vietnamese monk. And he gave a Dharma talk on how the technology was taking us out of our bodies, but that we could use the technology to reconnect with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And one way was to, you know, have things like the app and so on. So that was my intention, was to put an app out there where when the thing gongs, I literally stop whatever I'm doing and take two or three deep breaths and just do a little body scan and say, okay, what am I feeling right now? How am I doing? And that's really part of my my ritual in the morning, is that I have Kundalini yoga, which is, as I mentioned earlier, a way that because you close your eyes for all of those. But
yeah, that's my favorite part about it. I love Kundalini yoga.
Yeah,
I call it my non-yoga yoga.
It is a kind of non-yoga because it's really more about these meditations and mudras and various things. It's not the physical yoga that we think of for other yogas. It's quite different.
Yeah.
And beautifully
different.
Yeah, really in your body. That's also on the website. We have a course by Sukraj, who's my local teacher here. She's amazing. So in the morning, I do Kundalini chants and meditations. I do a little bit of EFT, emotional freedom technique, which helps me to reconnect with Source and the divine. And really, when I first wake up, I go through three things that I'm grateful for, and I set my intention for the day. And usually it's around the way that I want to feel. I've kind of learned that through various different techniques and things that I've done that, I can set intentions about things that I want to happen, but then that's a little bit more tricky because the truth is that it's really about ultimately how we want to feel and connection, you know, feeling connected and feeling grounded and, is a huge element for me of really, and feeling safe. I guess that's, feeling safe and supported and connected is, and that's really what all of the Women's Network is about. If people get on the website, they'll see there's a lot about feeling safe and supported and connected.
Exactly. So how has this shift changed your life?
I suppose the biggest way that it has changed my life is that I have so many deep and meaningful relationships and enjoy a lot of really wonderful connections. Like those nurture circles, I love doing. I always get off and feel like I'm on a complete high, having connected with these amazing women and learned from them. And so, it's brought a lot of joy and a lot of meaning into my life and a lot of beautiful connections that I never imagined. I never would have imagined before I started doing some of these practices.
Yeah. So I have, this just popped into my head. One question about Erin, about the app and how you can like set it. So, does it pop up at like a certain time every day, like 2 o'clock every day? Or does it just, you say, I want 5 interruptions in my day and it kind of picks for you?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is that it's like 5 or 2 or 15. So you choose how many times you want it to pop up, but you don't know when it's going to pop up, because I think the kind of randomness of it is good. Because otherwise you're like, okay, it's now 2 o'clock. I'm going to get my little errand thing.
All of a sudden got really curious about that. I'm like, wow, I really want it to be like random.
I love that you asked that. It is. It's definitely random.
So I cannot believe our hour has almost come to a close. So tell us again how we can stay in touch with you and continue to follow you.
So the best way is through the website and signing up for the newsletter, because we send out regular communications. Which is the Woman's Network, and it's womansnetwork.com, the Woman's Network. And we do have a Facebook page that people can access through the website. And as I said, there's courses on the website. There's lots of women sharing their stories of healing and transformation. And I would invite anyone who's listening to share their stories with us. And there's the Erin app, there's the nurture circle. So there's various different ways for women to connect into the community and receive support.
Yeah, it's amazing. So Lois, seriously, I can't believe our hour is done. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. This has just been lovely.
Thank you for the opportunity. As I said, I love talking about all these things.
Yeah, I do too.
As I said, when I get on the nurture circles or even doing an interview like this, it just brings so much joy in my body. So thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So as we discuss each week, rewiring your life is about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. And then with a new nervous system, you can look at the world with new glasses. So if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds, and to shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways to work together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching, and you can always learn more on my website, Audrey Michelle, spelled michel.com. So I want to thank my guest, Lois, today for sharing her insight on how important it is to connect with yourself. And for your sake and for the sake of the collective whole. It's so beautiful. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific at rewiredliferadio.com. And of course, next week on the show, I am having my guest is going to be Christine Tremolet of Business Brilliantly. She's going to share with us about listening to your body and how intuition is vital in your business. So everybody have a great week and tune in next week, Wednesday, for more on Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.